I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, just a little bit of a disclaimer. I love Jake so much, but his internet is a bag of shit. And you know Zoom, it's so up and down. So the quality on this week's pod is a little bit less than perfect. And I feel so bad about it because you know we like to get it right for you guys. But the banter is brilliant, so please stick with me.
Everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I am joined by new dad, my good friend, an all-round, just adorable human being, Jake Cuttenden.
Oh, thank you.
That's nice. That?
Yeah, no one's ever really said that before. I do feel like I'm quite a nice guy, you know, when you get to know me.
Oh my God, Jake, you have been there for me in some, like, obviously, we can't talk about all of them, but you have been there for me in some super, super dark moments. Like, you are such a good egg. I will never hear anybody say anything bad about you.
Oh, you're a legend.
It's why I get so annoyed about these trials. Like, I just think you're such a lovely guy. And, like, from what I can see on Instagram, obviously, like, I follow you avidly. Like, I'm a bit of a super fan. I'm always commenting underneath your posts, which makes me feel like a bit of a creep. But then I think we've got to be there for our friends, haven't we?
Yeah. But,
like, I think what you project on social media is what I try and project myself. So it's positivity. It's honesty. You don't take yourself too seriously. Like, you're always good for a laugh. Your content is fresh. Like, listen, you're not ramming, loads of sales and ads and product placement down people's necks. Like, listen, people can accuse me of that, but you absolutely do not. Like, I just can't understand how anyone could come for you on your social media, because to me, you've got a really nice balance and you're just trying to do your best. So now I'm a little bit protective over you, actually.
I take that. Do you know what? It all stems down to, it's always said, isn't it, jealousy. That's all it is. And if you do seem like you're living a good life, and you're happy and you're positive, people that aren't positive and aren't happy, they don't like it. And it's such a shame. I actually feel sorry for him, Vic, to be honest, because I am the happiest I've been in a long time. And like you said earlier, I kind of feel like I deserve a bit of happiness after some shit that I've been through. And so it's nice to feel happy. Do you know what I mean? So I don't really want to let anyone try and drag that out of me. So I'm just going to ignore it. Do as many fucking reality shows as physically possible and earn as much money so I can retire and then never work again.
I feel like if I shaved my head and didn't sleep for a month, you're basically the girl version of me.
Yeah.
Not the boy version. I'd basically just be you. And speaking of reality TV shows, you and Soph are, of course, on MTV's brand new series, Celebrity Bumps, at the moment. Like, that itself, like, how did you make the decision, Jake? Like, was it just a total no-brainer? You thought, listen, we're a new family, the money's great. Or were you ever conflicted? Was there ever a moment where I'm like, do I want to give this much of such a special part of my life to everybody? Talk us through your thought process.
My thought process was, I'm in lockdown, I haven't worked for a full year, give me the money. So I didn't even ask any questions, mate. I kind of, do you know what? I put a lot out there of my life on my social medias, and like you said, I like to be honest, I like to be open. And it was a chance for Soph to kind of see the world I live in and lived in since I was like 23. So she got to do TV. Freddie absolutely loves it. And he wanted to do it.
It sounds like you've had a really nice experience, and obviously you're reporting it's been glowing and stuff, but has there ever been a moment Because reality TV, in its very nature, is invasive.
Yeah.
And has it ever been a moment where you've thought, I've made a fucking mistake, yeah? This is too much. This is my life. This should be private.
I guess we're the only other couple with another little lad in the house. So sometimes when Fred was there and he felt like a little bit left out or he was filming something, it got to a point where he was like, right, I'm done now. Like, we've got other responsibilities.
Of course.
But it's funny because Soph kind of gives me this look because I think in the beginning, when I first started on TV, I was, like you say, a people pleaser. And don't get me wrong, I'm always polite and I'm always nice. But now, nowadays, I'm like, right, guys, wrap it up. We're done. And there won't be any talking. There won't be, oh, can we just get this? No, I'm done. Like, without being rude, it's been a pleasure. But my family comes first. And if they're getting stressed out, it's done now. But like I said, MTV were never really intrusive or anything like that. Like, they kind of just let it flow natural, which is why I really enjoyed it, to be honest.
It is so lovely. Like, I think it's a nice jump for MTV because, obviously, you know, I've worked with them loads over the years. And I just feel like, don't get us wrong, I know there's still loads of people who watch Jodie Shore and love those formats. But I think it's nice that they're making a slight jump to more grown-up TV because I feel like the whole net, like everybody who watches MTV is grown too, and watching people like get drunk in bars and like nightclubs and stuff 4 or 5 nights a week, like it's not as entertaining as it once was. But I do want to see the journey of like young mums and like families who are just starting out. Like, I want to see all that. Maybe that's just where I'm at in my life, you know.
I agree. And I think lockdown's probably done that to people as well, because it's not just about going out and getting steaming and stuff. It's actually like much more than that now. It's about being with your family and friends, because we've had that taken away from us, haven't we? So I think it's just when they approached my manager to start with, and then he approached me, I was like, you know what, it sounds like something right up my street, because I don't think I'd do something now. Well, I can't, really, because I'm in a relationship. But, you know, like the ex on the beaches and stuff. I'm 32. I'm kind of over that now.
Yeah. No, I'm 33. Nobody wants to see me fucking drag these saggy tits out of the sea anymore.
Do you know what I mean? That's the thing. Like, nobody wants to see me chatting and pretending I know everything about life. So just give me a show where I can just chill.
It's so lovely, and it seems like it's the perfect fit for you, so I'm so pleased. Tell me a little bit about Leo's name.
So we was in between Leo and Winter.
Oh, I love them both. That's really hard. So Winter for a boy though, right?
No, Winter was one of the girls' names. Yeah. So it was Leo Winter. Our other boy name was River.
I love River as well. Oh my God, these are all right up my street.
And the other girl name that we've got, I'm not going to give it away, because if we do have a girl, that's what we're going to call it. So I'm not going to give the girl away. So Winter's off the card. So you can have Winter in reverse.
I can have Winter. Don't tell me Jake, because I am just the type of snake who would take it as well. And I don't want to ruin my friendship.
I can't. You took the house account name, so you can get in touch with the child name.
I worked so hard to make sure it was different.
Yeah, it's all right, whatever. So obviously Leo, we just loved it as soon as we said it, and as soon as we saw him, he was a Leo to us. And then his middle name, Oliver, obviously after my little brother who passed away. So I just wanted to kind of, I thought it was nice to include Oliver in there, because obviously Leo will never get to meet his uncle, and Oliver would have been Uncle Nobed. Like, I'm Uncle Nobed to my older brother's kids. Oliver would have been Uncle Nobed to my kids, you know what I mean? So he's going to miss out on that. But yeah, it was just really nice to be able to do that and kind of have all his memory live on. That's something else the trolls picked up on. They were like, why would you do that? Like, the past is the past. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And how many people name their children like after grandparents that have passed, or like middle names after grandparents and stuff like that? So why is it any different just because it was my younger brother? Like, we wanted to do that. Soph wanted to do it for me. Leo Oliver.
you know what, like, not only do the two names go so perfectly together, like, Leo has his own identity, his name is Leo, but like, I think it's a beautiful way to honour your brother's memory, and also to link your, like, to link it, like, it's such a shame that Leo will never get to meet his uncle, but in a way, he will completely live on in the stories you tell him, in his namesake, like, it's such a lovely and touching thing to do, and the fact that anybody would have an opinion on that, other than to say, good for you. It's bamboozling to me. It's just insane.
It's mad, isn't it? Isn't it mad? Yeah. It's just crazy. But like I say, it's one of them things. Like, we made him an Instagram.
Oh, how many followers has he got?
He's got like nearly 30,000 now. It's fucking mad. But do you know what?
He's hot on Erkan's heels here. Like,
is he? What's Erkan on?
I think Erkan's on about like 100,000, but like, he's had it for years, mate.
Right,
so I'm
going
to have to tell
him to
do
Erkan.
Some dick pics or something.
Yeah, get something leaked in the Daily Mail of Erkan, because Leo's coming for him, I swear now. But the thing is, that again, people wanted to... All right, friends.
Right. Hi, Freddie.
What are you doing? You're off to bed. Yeah. Is it cuddle?
Oh, right, does he want to say hello?
Do you want to say hi to my friend?
Hi.
This is Vic.
Hi, Freddie. Do you love being a big brother?
She said, do you love being a big brother?
Yeah, he loves it.
Oh,
he's
my
the
gosh,
best big
you
brother.
You are so cute.
Have you still got spaghetti bolognese around your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, loves it, don't you?
Yeah.
She put it in your mouth, not around your mouth, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, give me one of them. Love you lots. Love see you in the morning.
That's Fred still on edge.
Okay, so my ovaries are screaming.
Yeah, there you go. So you just need to see something like that and you're going to have a baby, you know it.
I say ovaries, I'm pretty sure at this age I've just got like one stray one sitting in the bottom of my womb being like, fucking hurry up, not wine again. Yeah, drowning in gin, like, not like, again.
Get Mrs. Inch round, you need these cleaning out. Fucking hell. You know, but what I was saying about, yeah, so people like, does he really need it? And I'm thinking, you know what? What I look at this as is, what an amazing gift to give to Leo. If he chooses to have Instagram, if Instagram's even about when he's 16, but to give him that Instagram, we've already a bit of a platform because he'll have a few followers, which is lovely. Mm-hmm. But with all these memories of growing up, from a baby to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you'll see me and Soph getting married, hopefully. You'll see Freddie growing up. Like, what an amazing thing. I wish I could look back on picture after picture.
Yes.
When I was younger, I got like 10. So I just thought it was such a nice thing. Plus, he's got to be a model or an athlete or something. So may as well give him one already, do you know what I mean?
I can't say exactly the same as you. Like, we were talking the other night, and I think it was actually looking at pictures of Leo that like sparked the conversation off. And I was like, God, what? Like, he wants a son, obviously, if we have kids.
Yeah.
And he was like, and you went, and my son will be a footballer.
Yeah,
he just said
yeah.
like that chick, like, not, and our son will be so loved, or not, and our son will be so happy. Like, it was, and our son will be a footballer. And I was like, you really have no control over that part, hon, I'm afraid. He's like, oh no, I'm going to take him training all the time and this and that. And then he goes, and our daughter will be an actress. he's got it all figured out, babe. And I just
Loves
thought... Good, do you know what, babe? As long, it's good to know you're thinking in that vein. My ovary is very happy to hear you say that.
You know what? As long, whatever he chooses to be, if he wants to be, I'd obviously love him to like sport and stuff. And I want him to be a bit of a meathead. I would like him to be a UFC fighter, but we'll get, so it's not too keen on that one yet. But like, if he wants to be anything, if he wants to do ballet, if he wants to do dance, if he wants to do acting, like, I can't wait to support him in anything that he wants to do, because that's what my mum and dad were like. Like, Jake, you're on the dole. And I kept saying to my mum, don't you worry. It's all going to work out for the better. She's like, you're on the fucking dole, Jake. You haven't got a job. How is it going to work out for the better? And I still go, look at me now. Look at me now. And it pisses her off. It pisses her off.
Oh, bless it. Well, you made her look stupid, didn't you, son?
Yeah, did I?
I'm sure she's so proud of you. I'm sure she is. I am. I'm not even your mum, and I'm proud of you, son.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was actually thinking, I don't know why I was thinking this in the shower, but I was thinking, well, before I was on TV, I was watching you and Georgie Shaw. And now I'm like chatting to you as a friend. How mad is that to think about stuff like that?
You know, the sad thing is, and I think it's like a scathing indictment about to how I see myself, is all that makes me think is, Vicky, you old cow.
Yeah, oh, sorry, that's yeah. Yeah, sorry. No, you was young when you was on it though, mate.
No, Jane, I wasn't. Oh, bless you. It feels like a lifetime ago, though. I am truly a miserable old boot now. I really have grown out of everything.
No, just like how you are now, like, obviously, we all have that kind of party persona that we've lived and we've all done it. I've done it. Put mine on camera, do you know what I mean? But I think just getting to know you as a person and seeing, like, the kind of person you are, and you don't meet many genuine people in this industry. It's unfortunate you don't. And you are one of them, do you know what I mean? And it is so nice to just have you as a mate. And I think it's great.
Thank you, Jake. Like, honestly, back at you, buddy. Samesies.
Samesies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
So I know you have done reality TV show after reality TV show. You're a hustler. You love to grind. Like, I mean, proving your mom wrong day to day. But I just, I know that your first love was music.
Yeah.
And am I right in thinking, like, obviously now I'm a bit hesitant after I accused you and Sophie of being engaged and got it fucking wrong. Am I right in thinking you've got some new music coming out?
I am. I'm going to do new music. Ah! I've got a single coming out.
It's a win for me. Yeah,
well done. You've done your research. Now, you know what? I'm always going to do music, and I'm also not stupid. I know that I'm not Justin Bieber. I know that I'm not going to fucking set the chart on fire. But again, it's just to show people, if you like doing something and you're passionate about it, who cares? It doesn't need to be number one. I'm doing it for me. I love writing music. This is my music room that I'm in now. I've got my keyboard and my guitars, and it's just something that I enjoy to do. So I've got one more slow, depressing song coming out. And then just
lovely.
Yeah, like usual.
Lovely explanation there.
That's all I do. I write slow, sad songs. My life has been full of turmoil. And then I'm bringing a dance tune before summer. I've done a dance track and it's quite good actually.
Stop it! An absolute banger.
It's gonna pop. I'm talking to Wayne Lineker. It's gotta be played at Ocean. We're ready to go.
Oh my God, I will be absolutely buzzing. Like, I will dust off the old bikini, yeah, right? And I will go to Ocean Beach and I will absolutely have it for the launch of that.
Yeah, you know what? I put it on my story the other day and people seem to really like it. And I think it's a direction that I've never really shown. Like, I do release slow songs mainly, slow lovey-dovey songs. But yeah, it's somewhere different, and I can't wait for it to come out. But my producer did message me the other day and it sounds a little bit similar to this other dance track that's been a number one, Jake, and I was like, ah, fuck it, who cares, it is what it is, release it.
Well, just proves people like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I think we have to change the melody now because it was too close, but it'll still be good. I don't want to get sued, Vic.
No, nobody wants that for you, babes. Nah. But, like, thinking about that, right, and talking about your sort of evolution in terms of music, like, you have had a hard life, Jake, and, like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like, I was talking to my life coach before about doing this podcast with you, and I basically said, like, I don't want to talk to Jake about his life and cry if he's not crying. Because I am such a fanny, like, everything you've been through, like, it makes me well up. And I think that that in itself, like you write music about what you know, same as you write books about what you know, same as it's just a reflection of you. And you have had some hard times and some tough moments and some difficult periods in your life. So your music is going to reflect that. Like then you met Soph and things were very lovey dovey, and even writing love, like that's super soppy. But now look at you, like you're smashing your career. You look great. Your bird's wicked. Like you've got Fred, you've got Leo. You are going to write bangers. You are in a period of your life where you should be writing six summer tunes, mate.
I'm DJ now. I'm a DJ, so I'm DJ in Dubai with Freddie every morning before school. So this is out. I'm going into the dance tracks. I'm going to release it. We'll see how it does. Do you know what I mean? Like I always say, that I'm not stupid. I think by doing the X Factor and not doing as well as what I wanted to do, people still don't think I can sing. And I got to show a little bit that I can sing when I did the Full Monty, and I got to sing that song, the Christmas song, which was amazing. And like, it was fucking hard. I wish they hadn't asked me to sing that and then put Dad and Brother on the screen.
Of course.
But yeah, I'm ready to write a few bangers and hopefully release them. And I don't care if they don't chart. I do it for me. And as long as I'm getting a reality show every now and again, I'll be happy.
What more could you ask for, son? DJ Dad coming this summer to Ocean Beach near
DJ
you.
DJ Nomad.
I am buzzing. Jake, I could honestly just sit and catch up with you all night, but I know that you have a list of responsibilities as long as your arm, and I'm conscious of the fact that Sophie's probably going to break that door down in a second with like a baby in one hand.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up, right? Here at Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, I always ask my gorgeous guests to divulge a couple of pearls of wisdom to my lovely listeners. And hearing you talk so passionately about your family, like, it's just obvious to me that, well, what your secret should be. And I want to know, Jake Cuttington, what your secret is to being a family man.
I'd say the secret is, if anyone's got it, can you let me know? Because they're in. I don't think there's a secret to it. I think you do what you have to do for your family. Yeah. There's no manual in being a parent. And as long as that child is fed and is happy, then you do what you got to do. You don't have to feed it avocado and quinoa. If it wants a slice of toast, give it a slice of toast. If it, do you know what I mean? Yes. If it's bottle fed, at least it's fed. It doesn't have to be breastfed. There's no manual in being a mum or dad. You just got to do what you think's right. And that is what the secret is.
What a lovely sentiment to end on. Like, and I just think so important. Like, even I know my sister, she gets so stressed out, like wondering if what she's doing is right. And other people, like, I call them like the mummy brigade almost on Instagram. Like, it feels like she can't do right for doing wrong. Everyone's got an opinion and they force it down her neck. And like, it must be so overwhelming for new parents who are already struggling, who are tired, who are stressed out, to feel like everybody is judging them. And quite frankly, there is no right or wrong way to do this, is there, mate? It's what's right for you.
Nah. Exactly. And people are entitled to their opinions. And you know what? I read a lot of them and I appreciate them sending it. But more often than not, you just got to do what's right by you. So an opinion is just an opinion, like you say. So, definitely, there's no right or wrong.
An opinion doesn't pay your bills, hun.
It doesn't.
Do you know what does? More reality TV shows.
Reality TV, bring it on. Strictly fucking 2022. Let's go.
I'm campaigning for you, babes. I've got everything crossed
Please
for you.
Please do. I'll do it for £5,000.
Oh, don't fucking tell them that. They're taking it up on the offer.
I don't care. Just think of the Instagram promotions that I get.
I love you. Thank you so much, Jake.
Thank you, babe.
Huge, huge thanks to the lovely Jake Cuttington for just being his wonderful, excited self. Since the record, a couple of things have been brought to my attention about Jake and Instagram and trolling. And I'm just proper shocked. And I never really use the podcast as a platform to kind of do this. It's normally about the guests. And I throw my opinion in. It's peppered throughout. I don't want to bore the tits off you guys, but it felt like this was something I really had to talk about because this has shocked me so much. Like, I'll take criticism on the chin on my Instagram. I'm a grown woman and I chose to be in the spotlight. And I think it's a very small downside to dealing with all the negative, that dealing with all the positive things I actually get that come my way. So I never complain too much. I have a little whinge here and there, like, don't get us wrong. But seeing that Jake's newborn baby has been trolled just makes me so mad. I just can't understand it. And I know that, God, all of you listening will feel exactly the same way, because I'm taking a punt on you and assuming you're all really nice, but I truly believe you are. Trolling will always bamboozle me. But I just have to believe in my heart of hearts that these people are miserable and sad and jealous. And it's not a true reflection of society at all, because the other alternative is just not worth thinking about. I urge all of you to understand that when you write something on social media, it has gravity. And whether you think the person has like a million followers and will never see your comment, trust me, we do see it. And we are human. So whether you're saying that you think I've gained weight, or whether you're saying that you don't like the way Jake's baby looks, like whether it's one extreme to the other, whether it's really, you think it's throwaway and cavalier, or it really does, it's awful. Like, know that we are going to see it. And it's not a sob story. It's just asking people to do better. And there is certainly no world where attacking a small baby is okay. So, yeah, I just implore everybody to try and do better on social media and be kind, because you know your words have gravity. Anyway, enough seriousness from me. I think I'm about to cry. If you love Vicky Patterson, the podcast, please, please, please tell your friends about it. Leave a review, do all of the podcasty things. I'm off to go and blow my nose like the big fanny I am.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.